Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Tov Reish Tzadi Hey Siv Dal, the bottom of page 322, moving on to page 322. Today, 323, we're discussing the mitzvah of Mishloach Matos. We've already talked about Matos Lav Yonim. We've talked about Sudas Purim. We spoke a lot about Mikra Megillah. We get to the last mitzvah of the day, and that is Mishloach Matos. Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal points out, like we said, by Matos Lav Yonim, in terms of when to mekayim the mitzvah, we said it before, B'Shem Rosh Hashanah there. He says it beferish over here at the beginning of Simon Tov Reish Tzadi Dal. If you move back to page 319, he points out in Dimar Asal Chayiv, Mishloach Manos Matanos Lav Yonim Lechatchila Yitain Acher Kriyas Megillah, D'yesh Lahaktim Zechir Lasia. The time to give Mishloach Manos is, first of all, we're going to see it's not at nighttime, you have to do it during the day, and it should be done after Kriyas Megillah, because after you spoke, after you did the Zechira of the mitzvah, then you do the Asiyah of the mitzvah. Now, there's a famous din in the postgame where they claim there's a machlokis in the postgame. What's the tam of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? If you look in the Trumas Hadeshin, the Trumas Hadeshin writes that the reason we have the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is to make sure that everyone in Klal Yisrael has what they need for Sudas Purim. Okay? That's the point of the mitzvah. If you look at Harav Alkovitz's Sefer and the Manos Halevi, though he says a very beautiful idea, that Mishloach Manos is coming to mitaken against something that Haman said about the Jews. Haman says to Achashverosh, they are am mufusar mufurad bein ha'amim. They're a very scattered nation, meaning they don't have achdus, they're scattered, they're mufuzar, and therefore, in order to show that, no, that's not true. We're an am that's mityached, we're an am that is one nation together, therefore, dafka, we go out and give Mishloach Manos ish l'reihu. That's the idea of the mitzvah. Now, Lanias Dait, if you look over here, I don't think there's really a major machlokas over here. They both could go hand in hand together. They don't have to be chokimare. One is telling them what is the mitzvah to make sure that everyone has a Sudas Purim. And it's true. The reason why we do this is also to show that there are not an Am Fuzar Mfura Vietnamin. There don't have to be a Stira Mine. But the poskim do make a big deal out of them. They bring out many nafkaminas that come down that we'll discuss in a couple of seconds just to flesh out these ideas. Okay? Says the Mechaber over here, Siv Dal. Chayiv lishloach lechaveru shtei manos basar. O shal mine och. A person is chayiv to send to his friends two manos of basar, or two different types of food. Shinemar umishloach manos Israel da'ayinu. You're not yotze by giving money to your friend. You have to give two articles of food. Matanos avionim is one matana to two different aniyim. Mishloach manos is two items of food to one person. You're yotze with one mishloach manos, with two items to your friend. Shtei matanos, okay? The cholamar belishlach lereiim mishubach. Someone who's marbet to shlach mireiim to more friends, then that is great. We learned earlier on the lashon of the Rambam matanos avyonim, much better to marbet in matanos avyonim more than mishlach. Not matanos though. Fine. Vim ein lo machlifim chaveru. If he does not have what to give to his friend, so he should take his suda and give it to his friend. His friend can give it to him. Okay, two people don't have enough, and they give it to each other. You're still going to be kaim the din of Mishloach Manos Israel by trading their su'udas. Okay, that I kind of lush on the mechab. Add the Roman. Mishloach Manos b'yom v'lo b'layla. Mishloach Manos the mitzvah is during the daytime and nighttime, and not nighttime. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Lishlach Mayom, who had Matanos Avyonim, the same thing by Matanos Avyonim, Moshe Kim, a mitzvah, Lishlach Manos, Lishlach Matanos, Lishlach Avyonim, Mayom, a napkamim, Vasher, Rotsa, Lahosiv, Od Belila. If you're already gonna have one set aside for the day, if you want to give more to the night, then it's not a big deal. If you're not gonna see your friend at nighttime, and you know you're not gonna see him next day, and you're not gonna be able to travel to that, so you give him to them at night, okay? As long as you at least give one during the day, then that's gonna be fine. Fine. Good. Says the Roman Nehemshech. If you send manos l'reihu, you give him a mishloach manos, and he is mocho. He says, no, thank you. Okay? You are yotze yedei chovasa. So the poskim point out that fits very well with the idea of Rav Alkovitz and the manos halevi, because it's order to show that you are not a mfuzar mfurad, you've offered it to your friend. So that causes reis. That causes reis, and therefore, you're yotze. According to the Chumash Hadeshin, he didn't mekabel anything, so he doesn't have necessarily his tzarchei. So some claim that would be a nafkamina. At the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the poskim are cholik, sivkot and kavdalid, v'apri chodesh cholik alzeh, he disagrees with this Ramah, v'chein achasim sofer b'sim, because I'm mitama alzeh, and therefore we hold that you are not going to be yotzei if he is mach. Another nafkamina is cleared by the ksav sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, are you Yotzi if you send an anonymous Mishloach Manos? Are you Yotzi if you send an anonymous Mishloach? At the end of the day, your friend gets an anonymous Mishloach Manos, so he has what? Free house for Sudas Purim. According to Shimon Zedeshin, that would work very well. According to Manos Alevi, he doesn't know who sent it to him. How's he even cause Reyes by two Devil if he doesn't know who he received it from? So he claims the Kasav is over, says this would be a nafkamina between the Shimon Zedeshin and the Manos Alevi. At the end of the day, once again, we're machmer for both shitas. You should kaim all the shitas. You should give it to your friend with his knowledge, and he should accept it in order that everyone can be Yotze, Yidei Chovasa. Okay, that is what's going on. Fine. Ends off the Roma. V'isha chayav es matanos avyonim. U'mishlach manos ki'ish. We learned earlier on that a woman is chayav matanos avyonim. Also over here, she is chayav in mishlach manos like a man. V'isha tishlach le'isha. V'isha le'ish le'ish. A woman should send mishlach manos to a woman, and a man should send mishlach manos to a man. Have a little bit of hefek, not the opposite. Why? Shelo yavo ish lishloach l'almana. We're afraid the passing man will send mishloach manos to almana. Velo yavo lidei safik kiddushin. You guys are learning kiddushin. It could be a safik kiddushin if he sends mishloach manos to almana. It could be a safik kiddushin. Avo martanos avyonim in lachosh martanos avyonim. You don't have to worry about that. Even a man can go ahead and give to the woman. Okay? Fine. Hey, you guys, what? Savlonos over here. You guys learn the sugya. Look inside Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kaf Vav. Fine. Now, let's go into a couple of them. Number one, the Shoot Binyan Sion. Okay, the Aruch Lener in his Shoot Binyan Sion, he writes that Mishloach Manos has to be Dafka sent al yidei shliach. Okay, Mishloach Manos, Dafka al yidei shlichos, you have to send your Mishloach Manos. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down, mentions it in Siv Katan, Yud Ches. He says over here, B'tshuvas Binyan Sion, Simen Mem, Dal, Nistapik, Imevi, Ba'atzma Manos. The law, yidei shliach yotzi, is mistapi, you're gonna be yotzi, if you give mishloach manos by yourself, and not through a shliach. Kevin dechtiv mishloach, name it to be nedavka, al yidei shlichos. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, where most poskim disagree with this binyan sian, and they hold that you don't have to dafka do it al yidei shlichos. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself, quoted in Alicha Shlomo, Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself was makbi that at least one of his mishloach manos, he would send al yidei shliach. If you makbi to send al yidei shliach, he says, even though I disagree with the binyan sion, it came out of the mouth of another gadol, therefore he tries to be makbid on this binyan sion. He says, and at least one, mishloach manos al yidei shliach, so you want to mekayin this binyan sion, you want to send it's a nice chumrah, but mikur din, we hold you our yotzei, even if it's not al yidei shliach. Who should you be sending mishloach manos to? So the Roma over here writes, over here, dafki ish leish, avalo ish Leisha, that one should be makbidan, but one also has to be makbid. As we see, a woman is chayim, therefore one's wife has to mekayim the sin. Either a husband should give one of them a shlach manos to give, at least to give to one of her friends, or she should know that he's giving on her behalf that she's mekayim the mitzvah in her place. She's like, it's her shliach to mekayim the mitzvah of shlach manos, and one of the shlach manos should be one of them should be shayach to the wife that she is sending or part of a parcel with all the mishloach manos with her husband in order to be yotze the mitzvah. I do believe one inyan, and this is my own halsafa based on the manos alevi, is that I think the best thing to give mishloach manos, who should you give to? Dafka, don't give to your best friends. Dafka, if we're trying to show that we're not an am fuzar mafurad bin ahamim, find someone that maybe you didn't get along so well. You got in a fight with one day. Okay, and things are not... And dafka, ba'ayidei, the mishloach manos, you can create reyes between the two of you. That, I believe, is the gonna mekayim the din, the best possible way over here. That perhaps is the best possible thing. Fine? Good. Now, what about an Einah Shomer Torah mitzvah? Could you give to a non-from Jew? At the end of the day, we know there's a problem sometimes of giving food to a non-from Jew because they're not going to make brachos. Huadin, mulai, also mishloach manos. If you go back to Simon Tafrei Tzadidal, the horror that we saw at the beginning of Shir Diramasel Chayiv, look inside over here. This is mentioned by other poskim also. He first says over here, Shemati mi'ad marzal sheish la'agdima l'suda. First of all, you should do mishloach manos and matalos yavanim before you eat your suda. Kugo mitzvah d'rabbanu shein la'chol lifnei kiyuma. That you shouldn't eat before you're mekayim your mitzvahs. Galach z'nirchan. So don't just wait till the end of the day to do mishloach manos. Number one, you might get drunk and you might forget to do the mitzvah. But number two over here, you should do it before you eat. Then he says like this. After the space. Ein lishloach manos l'mishenu shomer mitzvahs. You should not send mishloach manos to someone who's not shomer Torah mitzvahs. Kadesh shalach shilah b'achilah b'lo bracha, not to machshel him in eating without a bracha. Aval says Moreinu Rabbeinu Ima Davar Yavil Yavolidei Sin. But if this is going to cause sin, it's going to cause the person who sees that everyone else is getting Mishloach Manos, and he's Dafkanani, he understands that's because he's not from. So therefore, it's going to be Mashal him in Sinas Chinam. Okay? Oh, or another case. Mutter. Or it's gonna cause him to eat kosher food instead of non-kosher. You know, in Purim, if he doesn't have food, he'll be happy to go to McDonald's or whatever it might be, and you send him food, so now he has what to eat on Purim, and it's gonna be kosher food. In that case, the kosher cane, and this is where Shlomo Zalman points out also, in mitzvos. If this brings him closer to Yiddishkeit, because he sees, oh wow, look, this is a great holiday, where people send gifts to other people and I'm getting gifts and they care about me also, and that's going to be closer to Judaism, then it's not only okay, it's a mitzvah min hamufchar to go ahead and give a person like this mishloach manos. They asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman about the cleaner in the yeshiva who is not religious, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, for sure, they had the mitzvah gedola to give him mishloach manos. Once again, based on what we said over here, Fine. Rinalicha Shlomo, quoting Rosh Shlomo Zalman also, he points out by Bachurim in Yeshiva. By Bachurim in Yeshiva, he says they get their breakfast in their morning. There's no problem for them to take their breakfast and give it to their friend, and their friend to give them their breakfast, like we see over here, trading the sudas. And this is what the Rosh Yeshiva also suggests that everyone do instead of wasting all their money on lots of mishloach manos and things that people don't need to eat. And instead, just go ahead and take your suda and trade it with your friend in the morning. I do believe, once again, like we said before, if there's a roommate or another person in Yeshiva that you might want to cause morayus with, so then go ahead and get mishloach manos. But if you want to make your din, make it a din, you can take your breakfast. We see over here, corner of Shlomo Zalman, the point where you get your food in yeshiva, so I guess that's then shaykh to you. Before that point, it's not really shaykh to you, but I guess it's shaykh to you once you get your, your rugalach and shoko. In the morning, you can go ahead and give your rugalach and shoko to your friend, and your mekayim, your din. Okay? What do you need to send in order to mekayim your mitzvah? So number one, we see over here, you need shtei manot, you need two items of food, sha'adam echad. What is absolutely fake news, not true, is what people say, is that people claim that you need to give two different brachas. Okay, whoever, you need to give two brachas. Absolutely not true. It's an afresh in the Gemara that the Amoraim gave two of the same types of foods with the same brachas to each other. It's the first over here in Shulchan Aruch. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? Over here, he says, shtei manot basar. Shtei manot basar. Basar is shahakal, whatever you take it, okay? So there, maybe he was talking about, schnitzel. Okay? Mizonos. But no, he's two shtei manot basar. Okay? Shtei manot basar. And therefore, it's over here, it's two different, same brachas. There's no problem with giving the same brachas. More than that, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, you can even give, like, a breast and a thigh of chicken, even the same chicken, two different parts of the chicken. That's considered shtei manot. We see it in Hilchos Boder, he says, and therefore it applies over here. That's considered shtei manot, and therefore, you are our Yotze. L'maisa, it's nachon. The correct thing to do is give something that is shayach for a suda, like we learn over here, like the Chumash Hadash and Seir, the whole point of Mishloach Manos, to make sure that everyone has enough for a suda, and therefore it's best to give suda food and not just junk. Okay? Fine. The Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaschel Chayiv says, look inside over here, Dibur HaMaschel Chayiv says the Bir Halacha, Chachai Adam Ochiach on page 322. Chachai Adam Ochiach meaning Yerushalmi Dim Sholeach La Asher Dover Pachot Ein Yotzei Bazei Yidei Mishloach Manos. Based on the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, he says if someone sends to a rich person something that is under his kavod, he says like a cheap bottle of wine or something like that to a guy who's very rich, it's not likvod, he's not going to drink it. You're not Yotzei. You're Dei Chova of Mishloach Manos. Achein. Does say sharp poskim lo iskiru davar zeh. Okay, the other poskim don't mention it in lechora. Therefore, you are going to be yotzei. However, nachli zarba zeh lechatchila, nachli zarba zeh lechatchila. If you're giving to someone that is more mechubad, you should give him a more mechubad mishloach manos. And we'll end with one more aura from Rosh Shlomo Zalman. According to Licha Shlomo Yudzayin Yudalad, he says, what about mishloach manos? You have these mosdot. You have these organizations that collect and they send one big mishloach manos to people and you give money to them through the mosdot. So according to the Binyan Sinner, it's great. You're doing it al yidei shliach. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you are yotzei of your mishloach manos over here. If you give enough and they're going to give one big mishloach manos, you are still going to be yotzei yidei chovaso with such a mishloach manos. Adkan for today.